The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, the monarchy is a family business after all, and with that in mind, we decided to ask some Irish family businesses how the handover works between generations. Is a long apprenticeship needed? What's the most important advice the older generation can pass on? Taylor Mooney has been checking it out.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
So I suppose my grandfather would have emigrated to America in the 1920s, and he worked over there in a supermarket, and unfortunately one day some guy came in and tried to rob the supermarket. The guy who had tried to rob it was a member of the mafia, so my grandfather had to leave New York in a hurry the next day, or otherwise he would have been wearing a bit of concrete boots in New York in the river there.
Dodging the mafia, Ronan Lynch's grandfather fled New York in the 1930s. A few years later, he bought the Swan Bar in Dublin. That's now three generations in the family.
Initially started off picking up glasses and emptying ashtrays and doing the bins and restocking. And that's where I started. First job was cleaning the toilets. So I didn't get anything handed to me, I can assure you. I think for a young kid, of 12 years of age, it was an absolutely terrifying place. Because these were men. I was, 12, kind of graduating to being able to pull a pint. And I remember there used to be a cohort of older guys here, and these were the kind of stalwarts of the bars. And they kind of be like, I'm not taking a pint off him. He hasn't done his time. So he used to be terrified. And then when you got that kind of, God, it's great, his pints are all right. And then you kind of got that trust, and then you kind of evolve and your confidence build. But I used to be terrified coming into work as a 12-year-old.
After years of growing up in the pub, Ronan eventually took the Swan under his own wing.
But I kind of always felt that this was something that I always wanted to do and give it a shot. I would have worked closely with my dad for many years, so it's kind of a bit of, I wouldn't call it necessarily a family tug of war, but there is issues, he has his views, you have your views, and you kind of have to meet somewhere in the middle. It's a passion as well as a business. It's a lot. There's a lot pulled into it because you're here so long. But the advice I give them is just kind of do the best you can, go out and run it and kind of leave it in a better place than you took it over it. That's all I'd say.
A big welcome, please, for the Billy Barry children. Yeah!
Oh! I think when it's a family business as well, you never let go. You take it with you everywhere, and you're all the time protecting that wonderful name.
Lorraine Barry is the director of the Billy Barry Stage School in Dublin.
I guess when my mum started the school, which was in 1964, she had 36 students, so I knew nothing about it. I had not seen her dance, I had not seen anybody dance. And I remember walking into the group, but I think of a lot of those 36 students, most of them were relatives, all giving her a little bit of support. So to me, it was just like a party. It was a day out and we were all, this was great. I loved it from the onset. I think we had a pantomime within the first year of the school opening, and it was the Babes in the Wood, and I got to play the girl babe with my older cousin Siobhan. So we were the girl and boy babe, and that was sure, I thought I was a star. It was fabulous.
Like her daughter, Miss Barry began her craft at a very young age when she took off on Harry Lyndon's touring production Hippodrome.
And my mum at age 5 was known as Little Billy the Wonder Child. Herself then and her older siblings went on tour, and she really learned her craft that way. She really stayed with her career until she got married, and then back in the day when you met your husband and you wanted to raise your family, then you gave up your career. There weren't really career women in those times. My dad had multiple sclerosis and passed away very shortly after, when I was about 4. So she could see that there was definitely, she needed to get her act together and get herself back in business again. So she opened up the stage school, and really from the age of 3, I followed her every move. She was my absolute idol. Everywhere she went, I was in tow because I was the youngest of the family, so she had to take me everywhere. But she was definitely, somebody to be very much inspired by. In 1999, my mum decided I think it's time for me to take a step back. And film was a big handing over. I think we even had a handing over on a TV at some point. It was a big announcement. And it didn't happen easily for her, I have to say. My first production that I put on in the Gaiety without her assistance, I know was hard for her to be backstage without being part of it. And I know she struggled a lot with that.
But as time went on, her mum began to enjoy being in the audience rather than backstage.
She hadn't realised all of maybe the wonder and all of the fabulous things that happen and the joy that there is to see students progress and, you know, children that she had seen from maybe 3 and 4 and then suddenly see them as in their late teens and early 20s and just to see that talent blossom. And that became a huge source of joy for her as the years went on.
I'm the man behind the crisps. People refer to me as Tom, yeah. If I'm in trouble, my dad calls me Thomas.
Tom Kyo is the founder and managing director at Kyo's Crisps.
My father and my uncle are officially retired, but like any farmer in the country, unofficially will never really retire. They might just take a holiday instead of never taking a holiday. That's the only change I think retirement brings to a farmer.
Tom grew up learning the ins and outs of the farming business from his father and uncle.
My earliest memory on the farm here is actually picking sprouts with my dad. And I remember picking sprouts off the sprout plant, and I was chest height to the sprout plant. And a sprout plant is probably about the height of your knee. So it gives you the idea of the height I was when I actually started helping my dad. I always remember coming home in the afternoon and just being, oh my God, it's harvest time. I cannot wait to get out into the fields.
Tom thinks there's one very basic question to ask before passing on a business to a younger generation.
It might not be right for them. And, you know, you need to give the next generation the space for them to be able to make the right decision for themselves. At the end of the day, it's all about enjoying what you do. And now you absolutely love coming into work here every day.
Although many family businesses are built on the essence of tradition, there are a few that might not be carried on.
So I remember one of our earliest performances. My mum had this wonderful idea that she would have the opening of the show where people would hold a whole stage full of children would all hold sparklers, would be things we get at Halloween. But as the children left the stage, they threw all these sparklers into plastic buckets. So there was like a major fire. So lots of people on hand to throw sand, etc., to try and get the fire to...
So that's a tradition you won't
Yeah, no, definitely won't be carried. Spectacular opening, though. Absolutely phenomenal. I'm sure it was one of the best openings we ever had.
Taylor Mooney reporting there.